what we had on our tables is not the only food in the world. There are some tables which has much more. There are some tables where there is much less. But even amongst ourselves, each of us ate a certain amount. Some more, some less. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem that the treasures of everything which you have on this planet, infinite, unexhaustible, I have up there, he says. Only I send you at a certain measure as you need it, as you are capable of eating it, breathing it, drinking it, knowing it, loving it, doing it. Some do less, some do more. Some think less, some think more. Some know less, some know more. This is the way our Lord works. Except we think that everything comes from outside because we are aware of it. In spite of my size, I ate less than Nureddin. He's smaller, thinner, but he ate more. At the same time, perhaps Nureddin is more capable of knowing things more than I do. Perhaps Yurdar is able to love his wife more than I love my wife. Perhaps Anwar is able to do much more than I can do. Now Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem that before we were created, He says that He in the realm of the souls, before things material were created, He addressed to the souls of the sons and daughters of our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and He said, Elestu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? He said to my soul, his soul, your soul, your soul. And our souls entered, indeed you are, and we witness that you are our Lord. a contract we signed. Our souls signed a contract with our Creator, saying that we accept Him as our Lord. And on that basis, afterwards, when He created us, He said that He created us in His own image. He said that He has created us. I'm talking not Muslims, I am talking of the human beings. Of course, Allah Ta'ala has no image. When He said that He created us in the same, in my own image, as He has no image, I mean, He is invisible, so, but we are visible. He means that He has created us in the image of His attributes, of His character. And in fact, later, He taught our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, all His names. In short, He has put into Hazrat Adam alayhi salam all the attributes, divine attributes, which He has. And He also says that I have breathed unto you your soul from my own soul. Our souls are from the soul of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, it is not temporal, it is infinite, it's ever-living. So He gave us His character, He gave us His soul, our soul, and He has given us His own names. On the basis of the contract which we have signed with Him. And He has made us His representative, His governor on the face of this planet. And then He says that if it weren't for us, if it weren't for us, He would not have created the whole universe. He created the whole universe for us. And He also says, I have created all and everything for you, and you for myself, says He. Ameen. Wow. So that's what we are. Do you feel that? Do you feel that you are this supreme creation in the image of the attributes of God with the soul, divine soul inside of yourself, with the infinite knowledge of all the names of all things, the master of the universe, because it has been created for you? But He also says that everything which He has created is different from each other. Therefore, if I talk to you tonight, He takes more, He takes less, He takes still less, and He takes none. It's like He eats more, He eats less, He eats less, and He doesn't eat anything. The things which come from outside are of this world and for this world. And because we are more aware of it, because we're talking about the food, we think that which responds to, fed with, relates to, is us. I breathe, who breathes? My lungs, this body breathes. I drink, who drinks? I drink and then it comes out afterward. I eat from what is in this world and it comes out from the other side and it goes back into this world. I marry, I make children, it's of this world. I work in this world. I build, I destroy, it's all this world. Therefore, I am this body, which in 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, it turns into what this one turned into, and soon dump it into a hole and feed it to the maggots. But that is not us. That is the donkey which carries us. The soul is us. Okay, we are not aware of the soul, and we are not even supposed to talk about the soul, because Allah Ta'ala says again in the Quran, they are going to tell you what is the soul. You tell them one thing, the soul is under the command of its Lord. It can't do a damn thing except what Allah tells him to do. So at times which we do what Allah tells us to do, like in Ramadan, He told us to fast, and we didn't like it, but in spite of that we fasted. That's the soul who does what Allah tells us to do. Although it is that which keeps us alive in this world and will keep leaving us alive in the hereafter for an eternity, we are not too much in contact with it. But there is another thing which we possess and which we are very aware of at this moment. When I talk to you, what comes into your ears is some wavelengths. But this wavelength is translated into something which you understand. That is called our brain. That is called our mind. Our mind is made out of divine light as the soul is. That which we are aware of. And we use it a lot. We use it in our work, we use it to communicate, we use it to solve our problems as much as we are able to. So we know that it is there and we are very aware of it. Every second of our lives it doesn't leave us. Even when we sleep, we dream. He continues existing with us. And it is with the mind we learn things. We learn mathematics. We learn all sorts of things, some which we use, some which never use. we get doctorates and master's degrees and learn all sorts of things with this mind. We can use the same mind to know our Lord. And how often do you use it to learn about Allah, and how often do you use it? How are you going to repair your car which went kaput? How are you going to take care of your children who are failing in school? How you are going to pay your mortgage? How you are going to succeed in your work? And how often do you use it? Who is this who created me? Who is this who feeds me? Who is this who keeps me alive? Who is this who makes me do it? Things. Someone came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, Ya Rasulullah, tell me a thing which we should do which will bring us close to Allah Ta'ala, which will make Allah Ta'ala approve us and love us. He said, learn, use your minds and learn. Learn what, Ya Rasulullah? Learn who is Allah. How can we know, how can we learn about Allah, Ya Rasulullah? When you look at His creation, you look at yourself, you think of Him who possesses all that which is good and none of that is bad is a part of Him. That He is unlike to anything which He has created. That He is invisible. Everything is His creation, but none of it is Him. Ya Rasulullah, we asked you what to do and you are telling us all these things. You know that we have to learn to do, Ya Rasulullah, what should we do? He said, if you know your Lord, which is the only way that you can love Him. You cannot love someone whom you do not know. And when you know Him, when you love Him, whatever you do in His name for His sake is the thing which will bring you close to Him, meet His approval, and make Him love you. The summary of what I am hoping to tell you is that everything what we need is inside of us. It is said that man is the macrocosm of all the universe. Everything which there is inside of us. So we cannot say, I cannot. We can. We have to want it. We have to work on it. We have to do it. The Buddhists, they have concocted that thing that because we cannot do it in one life, that we will keep coming back to try to do it over and over and over again. That does not exist. This is our only chance. And Allah Ta'ala does not ask us something which we cannot do. But we have to spend time and effort, at least as much as we spend on our cars, in our jobs, in our daily lives, knowing who we are. So he has established that five times a day, almost equidistant from each other time-wise, he has established prayer for us. And we do that appointment with our Lord five times a day instead of going to the appointment and talking to him and trying to know him like Hazrat Mevlana says, like a chicken eating corn, we go up and down and up and down and up and down, and we think that we are doing what we are supposed to do. Once again, to myself and to you, my children, I tell you that that is a very, very, very serious matter which we have to consider, which has to be an urge, a yearning, which has to be more important than that which we love most in this world, to know him. In order to love him. And when we know him as much as we can know him, and if we love him as much as we can love him, for as I said, that we are all different from each other, and then whatever we do for his sake and in his name would be the right way to live our lives. Salaam alaikum. This is basically what you need to know. You see, Allah doesn't address. He said, he is Rabb al-Alameen. He is the Lord of everything which is created. He doesn't say Rabb al-Muslimin. No? He is not the Lord of the Muslims. He is the Lord of everything which is created. And when he says that I have honored the children of Adam, he didn't say I have honored the Muslims. But Islam is a school which precisely teaches to be a human being. It is the story, is the chicken from the hen or the hen from the chicken? You cannot become a Muslim unless you are a human being, and you cannot become a human being unless you go through the teaching of Islam. Although I refuse to talk about it, in the name of Islam, there are people in this world who do most horrible things. Now, what is the matter with those people? I was reading the work of Hazrat Mevlana today, where he was talking about Mongols. And they behave exactly like the artists. He doesn't condemn them. He says that behavior such as this is somehow of a veil which Allah Ta'ala has thrown on them, and that veil prevents them from their humanity cannot pierce through it and show it, that they are sort of covered. They cannot see, they cannot hear, that is what the kufr, the kafir is. You see that we have got a word in Islam, kafir, which usually people think that it is a non-believer. It is not a non-believer. A kafir is the one who hides the truth. But they hide the truth from themselves, they are sort of covered with this veil, and they cannot, their humanity cannot pass it and cannot show through it. But deep inside, in short, they are also the sons and daughters of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. They also have the same qualities which I am talking about, except it's absolutely covered. From us and from themselves too. Did you understand what I was talking about today? Who understood something? Nobody understood anything. But again, as I said, some understand more, some understand less. We have been talking like this for the last 40 years. One would think that if we understood all what was said during the 40 years, and if we would have done a minute part of it in our lives of what we understood, we would have been quite good. Which some of us hopefully are. Yeah. Life is short, believe me. There isn't much time. So, what should we talk about now?
Allah'ın lütfunun tanımını nasıl yapabiliriz?
Ne diyorsun?
Allah'ın lütfu.
Evet.
Lütfun tanımını nasıl yapabiliriz? Grace diye söyledi. Grace kelimesini kullandı. Grace kelimesini kullandı.
Ne kelimesini kullandı?
Grace. Ben
evet,
de
evet,
lütuf
evet,
diye tercüme
evet,
ettim.
Evet, evet.
Nasıl tanımlarız?
Now, he has given you fivefold. He has given you your eyes, your ears, your nose to smell, to taste, to touch, to see, to hear. Animals have it too. In fact, some animals definitely better sense of smell than we do, better eyesight than we do. But there is one thing which they don't have, is to translate what you see, what you hear, what you touch, what you taste, what you smell. They use what they taste, what they see, what they smell, what they see is for survival and for procreation, the animals. And most of us, and we must admit that 90% of what we are is animal. And we see, we taste, we hear like the animal, and we also judge, understand from what we see, what we hear, etc., etc., so that we can eat better, we can make better love, and we can have a nicer life. And it's a very good question, because precisely if all this, it is said that this flesh of ours, which soon, as I have said, will be food for the maggots, which we think is us, is our donkey, I said, which carries our soul. And this worldly life, which we translate as the animals do for survival and for procreation makes the world the stable of this animal, nothing more. When I said that we have to beyond that, when we have to try to know our Lord, we have to go beyond this life and this world. And that's why Rasulullah said, die before dying. We have to give more importance to what will happen to us in the hereafter, in the eternal life, than we do what happens to us in this life. It is then you understand truly the grace of Allah Ta'ala. For the time being, most of us, we are thankful to Him because He feeds us. We are thankful to Him because He has given us a good wife or a good husband and good children, procreation. And He has given us a good house and a good car and a good job, etc., etc. And you have to go beyond that. I feel that the most important thing in all religion and the most difficult thing for a human being to conceive is the concept of a hereafter, that there is life after death. But without the belief of the life after death, forget all what I have said. And forget all what all the prophets have said, and forget what the Pope has said. Give it up. Why are you here? Go to the bar. Yeah? Go to the whorehouse. Go to the gambling house. Give it up. Because tomorrow it will end.
Baba, how could we get rid of the veil that covers the veil?
That covers what?
Why, you know, so.
Veil. That covers what?
Soul.
The soul. The soul. Ruhumuzu perdeleyen o örtüyü nasıl kaldırırız?
Again, think of that. You know, think of yourself without the body. Think of yourself without the life of this world. Which is not an easy matter. But there are, you know, to believe in the unseen, there is nothing here, right? What is this?
You will slap on more.
So there is something. Isn't it? Huh? Huh? There is nothing. But there is. Here's your proof. Huh? And then you see it with instruments now. Oh, that sound. How come I speak and you hear? You can't see it? Huh? There are wavelengths going through the air. I mean, things, there is definitely things that there are things which we do not see. Microbes which kill you, you don't see.
Şeytana bir ruh verildi mi ve o ruh kötü bir ruh mudur?
Everything has a soul. Plants have souls. Animals definitely have souls. Lifeless things have souls. Everything which he created has souls. But contrary to the lovers of animals and of corn and rose and cypress tree, when they dry and shrivel, they die, and their souls die with it. While they are alive, they have souls. But when they are dead, with the exception of human being, all the souls die when this world of life is finished. Yeah.
Öğrendiklerimizi unutmamıza sebep olan şey nedir?
You don't, it's stored. You don't. It goes under your, You don't lose it. It pops up. It's like it's contrary to, I don't know much about religions, but there is something, it seems, in Christianity, the original sin, that contrary to the concept of original sin, man is a human being, is created already with an immense knowledge, because he says that I have taught you all the names. So I mean, it if you want it, it's in your subconscious, huh? and it pops up, you know, when it is necessary. But again, it differs from one person to another. For some reason which we cannot really understand, that some is given less and some is given more. Now that is not injustice, because there is also another ayat in the Quran which says that he who is going to revolt and destined for hell is decided in the mother's womb, and he who is going to be a person which Allah approves and destined to paradise is decided in the mother's womb. Now, astaghfirullah, that's really injustice, and Allah is just. So it cannot be this way. And Hazrat Abdul Qadir Geylani, Quddus Sirrah al-Fattahi, he interprets the mother's womb as this world. So some of us, it is harder to become a human being, it is harder to be a Muslim. And for that person, he has to spend more time and energy and effort to become a human being and to become a good Muslim. And some of us, you know, like you're there, you know, it is easy for him to become a human being. But then, astaghfirullah, if you were God, you know, which do you appreciate more, that somebody who is really trying hard and killing himself to do something which he's supposed to do, or somebody who just, you know, can do it with his left finger? Who would you appreciate more? And obviously the one who is trying really hard and, you know, to do the right thing. Tough for you then.
The right thing to study Islam?
It is it?
The right thing.
To be a good Muslim who know Islam would make you a better person. Instead of being a Muslim could be anybody. Is one who study Islam would be a better person?
İslamiyeti çalışan daha iyi bir insan mı olur?
Certainly he who tries hard is a better person. No question about it. In fact, one of the Waliullah has said, which I have repeated very often, he said the real worship, you know, is not the guy who's fasting all the time and praying all the time and reading the Quran all the time. He is the guy who is doing the thing which comes hard for him to do, no matter what it is. No? I mean, if it's hard for you to wake up in the morning, that you wake up in the morning. It's hard for you to be considerate to Enver, you know, that you try hard to be considerate to Enver. Whatever hard it is for you, if you do that, that is the real ibadat, that is the real worship, you know, more so than making your prayers.
Su Begüm'ün bir sorusu var.
Buyurun.
Su Begüm.
the concept of universe being inside of us, how should we exactly understand this? How much of it is metaphor and how much of it is literal?
Bu alemin, bizim aslında alemin bir yansıması olduğumuz, makrokozum olduğumuz kavramı. Bu ne kadar gerçekten fiziksel olarak bir hakikat, ne kadarı bir
sembolik.
Kavram olarak, sembolik.
Bilmiyoruz. Ama madem ki öyle diyorlar, öyle olması lazım. I don't know you're thinking of materially, scientifically how much of it is correct. Well, we don't know, for instance, there are in chemistry, there are certain elements, right? I mean, the water is H2O, right? Yeah. Now they say that there is water in Mars. So, is that water made of two hydrogens and one oxygen? We don't know. There may be other kind of waters, no? But one would presume that it is said in the tradition that everything is created from four primary elements: the air, the water, the ether, the water, and the fire. Maybe
air,
earth. Yeah, and earth. Yeah. So everything is created from those four elements. So is man. But then there are other qualities, yeah, which man possesses. Huh? So those qualities are some of them in this one, and some of them in that one. Some of it dog has, and some of it elephant has, and some of it the rock has, and some of it the plant has. I mean, thinking in terms of this world, that what plant has, man has. What animal has, man has. What rock has, man has. Right? I mean, there is the mineral kingdom, there is the vegetable kingdom, there is the animal kingdom, right? And the elements which they are made of is inside man too. Isn't it? Yeah. But they were talking about the whole universe, right? Because cosmos we are talking about. So, and in the same manner, maybe everything, you know, all the elements which there is in cosmos, you know, is also in man. That's what they say. Yeah.
Antinna Hanım'dan bir soru alalım. Brezilyalı.
Tabi olmasın.
Host, I would like to say thank for the hospitality.
Her şeyden önce bana gösterdiğiniz misafirperverlikten dolayı teşekkür ederim.
Peki. I would like to make one comment and one question.
Bir şey ifade etmek istiyorum. Sonra da bir soru sormak istiyorum, müsaade olursa.
Olur.
My comment is like a student. What I understood about the Quran reminds us, teaches that God sent different prophet for different community. All the time the Quran talk about the patriarch Abraham, they talk about Moses, they talk about
know,
everybody else. Oh, 28 of them.
Jesus, I got you. Jesus, everything. And all the communities of Allah make one commitment with them. And all the communities pray to God in their own ways. The Christian pray in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, Sunday. The Jews pray 3 or 4 times per day in the Shabbat. The Muslim pray 5 times. The another community pray in their own ways. So, my question is,
I'm listening. Should I?
My comment about the Quran.
Right, I was waiting for the question. Shall I translate this part?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So this is just an observation, your observation
comment,
about it.
Yeah, comment.
Right. Kur'an-ı Kerim'de birçok kavme farklı peygamberler gönderilmiş. Ve her kavmin şeriatı farklı. Her kavimde namaz saatleri farklı, namaz çeşitleri, şekilleri farklı. Bunu bir gözlem olarak söyledi. Şimdi sorusunu bekliyoruz.
Bir defa it is in our time these differences you see in our time. We don't know what was the obligatory prayers at the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and what was the form of prayer, you know, and fasting, and you know, religious practices at the time of Isa alayhi salam, etc. We don't know that. No. Because they have been altered. It's different now. And in fact, even, you know, between various sects of Christianity and or Judaism, there are different forms of things, yeah? Right? Now. But we don't know how it was 5,000 years ago in the case of Judaism. We don't know how it was 2015 years ago, you know, in Christianity. We don't know. Continue.
So, the Quran reminds us, keep the beloved prophet, Muhammad,
so what's the question?
He is the last prophet. So because he's the last, so means he embodied all the tradition of Islam. So my question is, if the world is so in chaos, they look like in chaos for him. I was thinking, maybe we have to know more about our state of the heart in the mind when you pray to God. My question is, how the state of our heart, the our mind, when we wanted to list God and talk to God, how the state must be?
Evet. Şöyle başladı sorusunu. Büyük bir şey var, kargaşa var diyor dünyada. Farklı dinlerde farklı inanış şekilleri ve ibadet şekilleriyle ilgili bir kargaşa var diyor. Biz biliyoruz ki diyor, halbuki Kur'an-ı Kerim'de bize söylenen Peygamber Efendimiz'in bütün dinlerin tamamlayıcısı, bütün dinleri kapsayan bir dinle, bir mesajla geldiği, buna rağmen bütün herkesin kendi inanç ve ibadet şekilleri var. Sorum şu.
Eğer Allah birse nasıl olurdu? Başkasına başka şey, başkasına başka şey yap desin.
Akıl, yani ben de öyle soracağını zannediyordum. Şöyle bir soru sordu. Akıl ve kalbimizi Allah'a yaklaşmak için nasıl hazırlayabiliriz? Yani herkes böyle farklı bir yoldan giderken büyük bir kaos doğuyor. Acaba hepimizin herhalde aklı ve kalbi birleştirerek ulaşabileceğimiz bir yolu var mı bu işin?
The Muslims believe that Allah Ta'ala has sent 114,000 or 124,000 prophets, the first being the first man, Adam, alayhi salam, the last being the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the real question is, if there is only one God, and how could he possibly send different messages to different people? Why is there 124,000 prophets but not only one? The answer to that question is, it is in man's nature, if you want to, it is in man's ego to change things according to what they will themselves. And in fact, we see that even in our lifetime, we see that even now, just now, in Christianity, certain things which we believe to be, for instance, the priests not getting married, or marriage cannot be dissolved, and it's being changed continuously, even now, in our time. I mean, in the last 20 years or so, many things have changed, right? But not in Islam. It doesn't change in Islam. I believe very strongly that all religions, at least the ones which are closer to us, namely the monotheistic religions, I have sort of browsed into, for instance, the religion of ancient Egypt, the religion of ancient Greeks and Romans, etc., etc. And even in their case, for instance, we call them pagans, which some say it's not true, but they were also monotheistic. But let's not go into that. But let us take the monotheistic religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And I believe that the same morals, the same obligations, existed initially in all of them, all three of them. And all that we are talking about today, for instance, I am absolutely sure it exists in Christianity, and I am absolutely sure it exists in Judaism. Now, why can I talk this way, and why can't a Catholic priest or a Greek Orthodox priest would oppose it? I doubt very much that they would. And if there was a priest here, and I don't think that he would negate any of the things which I have said. No, in spite of their religion, having changed and this and that. Because, the business of five times prayer, is really a device of what I'm talking about tonight. The business of fasting during Ramadan is also a device, of what I'm talking tonight. Paying zakat is a device, which I'm talking about tonight. The those things in themselves, because they are the means and not the end. Do you understand? They are a part of being a human being and being a Muslim. But in themselves, I mean, anybody who is not a Muslim could make 5 times prayer. No? Who is not a Muslim could fast during the month of Ramadan? No? What does it do to them? Not much, I don't think. Because it is like I said once, I don't know whether you were here or not, that it is said that in Islam there are two kinds of obligatory worship. One could be made up later, one could not be made up later. Prayers, if you are traveling, if you are sick, or if you are too busy, you can do it tomorrow. Fasting, if you are sick and all the children, you can do it later. Zakat, you can pay later. Hajj, definitely you can make later. Right? You can also shorten it under certain circumstances. But the other kind of prayer, if and where is stabbed, I have to immediately try to help him. If Enver hasn't eaten for 1 week, I have to immediately pay him. If he is not, he didn't have water for 3 days, I have to immediately give him water. If somebody is drowning, I have to immediately save him. I cannot say to him, wait, let me do my prayer, then I will come and save you later, he is drowning. Huh? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you see, these things, the ones which it just proves what I am saying, that it's a device, it's a means to get you somehow communicate with God. It is said that if you make your prayers properly 5 times a day, it will prevent you from doing wrong, from sinning. So what is important is not to sin, and prayer is a means to prevent you to sin. And who amongst us in this community, which we are supposed to be Sufis, which are with dervishes, which we are supposed to be sort of good Muslims, who makes his prayers the kind which will prevent me from sinning? Do you see the value of it? Huh? But what is important is not to sin, and it would be sinful if Enver is drowning, if I know how to swim, not to go and save him. It would be a sin if he is hungry, not to feed him. A sin if he is thirsty, not to give him water. Hazreti Ali asked Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem, "Ya Resulullah, tell me something which will make meet Allah's approval." "Ya Ali, if somebody quits you, turns his back towards you, don't abandon him." "Ya Ali, if somebody prevents you from eating, feed him." "Ya Ali, if somebody is your enemy and trying to kill you, forgive him." That is what is a human being, not making prayers 5 times a day or fasting. These are means to make you like this. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all the religions say the same thing. I mean, don't tell me Christianity doesn't say the same thing. Don't tell me Judaism doesn't say the same thing. Don't tell me a Buddhist doesn't believe in the same thing. So there is no difference. It's just the rest of it is politics. People have to find excuses to take something which she has and I don't have. It has nothing to do with religion. I don't have money, he has money. I have to kill him to take his money. He has petroleum, I don't have petroleum. I have to go and kill him and get his petroleum. It's got nothing to do with Christianity or Islam or anything of the sort. It's his animal. Yeah? And I remember years and years ago that I met a rabbi and we were talking like that about Islam, and he said that if it was true, you know, that Muslims were like that, and if everybody was like that, there would be no wars, no conflicts, no unhappiness, no nothing. That's what the religion is for. So that we don't have no wars, no conflicts, no hatred, you know. That's what Allah Ta'ala brought all religions for that purpose. And it all tells the same thing. But, you know, like I said, we are at least 90% wild animals. And when a human being becomes an animal, it becomes worse than the worst of poisonous snake, or the worse than you know, mad dog or tiger or whatever. Before we get up to make our prayers, who went to Turkey this year and who brought my cigarettes? Please raise your hand. Yusuf. Where is Yusuf?
He went out.
Yusuf's wife.
Yes, Yusuf.
Did you bring me cigarettes?
Yes, Baba.
How many cigarettes did you bring me?
Two cartons.
Two cartons. Okay. Cahide. Is Cahide here?
Evet.
Kaç paket getirdin kızım?
İki babacığım.
İki karton.
Kaç karton getirdin?
İki karton getirdim.
Sahi mi söylüyorsun? Yalan söylemiyorsun. İki. Now who else? Sen kaç tane getirdin?
İki babacığım.
Ha?
İki babacığım. İki karton.
İki.
Babacığım. Kardeşim. Ne oldu? Şiirlerini söyle.
Başka kim sigara getirdi? Anybody else who brought cigarette?
Müşken.
Kim?
Müşken.
Kim getirmiş?
Müşken.
Kim?
Müşken. Kaç karton? Müşken.
Kaç paket kızım?
Bir kartonda Müşken.
Oo, sigaramız çok. Kaç liraydı paketi? 6?
65 babacığım galiba.
Ha? 65?
Galiba, evet, galiba babacığım.
65 kaç dolar ediyor? Şimdi dolar kaç lira?
20.
Ha?
20 babacığım.
Ha?
21 dolar 49 sen.
21,5 dolar. Peki, teşekkür ederim. Tamam, oldu. Hadi kalkın.